how can anyone be so careless when it comes to money? If all I've got are unpaid invoices, I'll be exposing my business to huge risks. How can I effectively prevent that?
There are several ways. The first of which is to wipe receivables off your books.
What do you mean by that?
It's simple. Just realise how many entrepreneurs and businesses there are all over the world which don't deal with receivables at all, because they don't have to.
Do you mean, for example, restaurants, cafes, retail shops, repair shops or laundries?
Yes. They're all businesses which deliver to the end customer. They get paid immediately when handing over their goods or services, either in cash or by credit card, and they issue payment receipts. This is a group of entrepreneurs which has already resolved the issue of receivables in advance. Pay, and you'll get the goods or service.
So, what's the problem?
The problem is, those entrepreneurs who don't realise that they belong in this group and who deliver their products based on invoicing, often to unknown persons or parties. In such cases, it's their own fault that they end up waiting in vain for invoices to be paid.
Do you have any general advice for those types of businesses?
Thoroughly evaluate whether you can afford to deliver your goods or services for cash payment. And if so, then stop issuing invoices to anyone for anything.
What if I don't want to have any receivables on the books, yet I'm not in a group which can afford to do this? For example, what if I have stiff competition and customers can easily get comparable products on credit from my competitors, or I supply wholesalers and not end customers?
Build up your competitive advantage for as long as it takes to be able to stop invoicing. If your current competitive advantage is insignificant and your company is one of many similar companies on the market, then it'll be more difficult to avoid invoicing. But if your company is a market leader, has a prestigious standing, and customers are beating down the door to get your products, then it'll be relatively easy.
I think I'm beginning to understand how important it is to have a strong competitive advantage now that you've brought it up again with respect to receivables.
Yes. You talked about it with my colleague in the first interview. Now you see one of the most important practical benefits of having a strong competitive advantage.
Could you give us an example here?
Well, I won't mention any particular brand, but let's say you want to buy a very fast and expensive luxury sports car. If you have enough money to buy the car, that still doesn't mean that you'll get it.